got a relationship problem. Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is Free Therapy.
All right. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. So thank you for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Sure. Okay. So, you know, I always thought that my wife enjoyed our bedroom life.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But recently she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
So I tried doing that, and she didn't like it.
Oh, like, you weren't any good? You weren't saying what she wanted to hear, or?
Well, she didn't specifically tell me what she wanted to hear, so, like, I didn't know. So, you know, she said she just wanted it to be spontaneous and, like, sexy.
Okay. I feel like you and I are cut from the same cloth. Like, spontaneous and sexy isn't in our DNA.
Oh, my
God. Okay. I'm just, like, so confused, though, because, like, I need some guidance and don't know where else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any suggestions from, like, the ladies in your audience as to, like, what they, like to hear?
Oh, wow.
So, are you asking for the women listening to text or call us and give you suggestions?
No.
Yes.
This is the most random request I think that we've ever gotten. But I appreciate you, Kevin, and I appreciate you thinking about our show when it comes to this.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know, like,
Kelly,
where
you're a woman.
Yeah, no, not gonna. Uh-uh. I am not. Nope. Not going
there. Do you?
Nope. Uh-uh.
Do you?
No. Uh-uh. Kevin,
like,
really, really precious that you're coming to us for this, but I would really like to have this conversation off the air.
I feel like I could paraphrase if people were to text, right? We could do that. Like, gist.
Because are you going to put a sexy voice on? Oh, wow. Don't do that. Nope. Don't do that. This is no. Oh, God. See, no. And I feel for Kevin because it's like, it sounds like he's tried it.
Okay. So,
and then she criticized him. So that doesn't make him feel safe.
Maybe as Kim
try again.
Right. Maybe as Kim suggests via text message, whisper all the chores you did that day.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that.
I vacuumed.
Yes.
Folded the laundry.
Yes.
Emptied the dishwasher.
Did you vacuum?
I didn't vacuum, but I'll get to
that. Oh, come on!
Sorry, I ruined it.
You did. See?
All right.
You were going so well.
Maybe you have suggestions for poor Kevin. And really for me, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Take
and, notes. And any guy within the sound of our voices, right? We may have a record for the most awkward text messages into the radio station ever.
Yeah, this is a really strange compilation we're sifting through.
Kevin messaged us, and then we talked to him. He is asking for help in talking dirty to his wife.
OMG. Andrea is like, I need to go into the office and pretend to be a professional, but I'm just sitting here nervously waiting to see what dirty stuff people send in.
Well, Lisa,
and Katie's like, I have absolutely nothing to offer, but I'm here for the suggestions.
Yeah, right. I know. I kind of am too. So Lisa's all like, hey, if a guy talks dirty to me, I'm just going to punch him in the face because it's weird. All right. Well, then there's that. But then we get a random text message that just says, this feels so weird to text. I like being told how good it feels. How dirty I am. It's hard for us to reiterate this.
And stuff like that. I don't want to be brought into Kevin's bedroom. I don't.
Wanda,
I don't want to be there.
Wanda rolls in. Listen, any listener of ours by the name of Wanda, you know, is going to have some experience under her belt.
Oh, my God.
Wanda rolls in, Kevin, honey. Oh, God. Just blank. Her blank, 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 the hair.
Oh, God.
And if she blank blank talk, whisper in her ear, dirty, 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 dirty. LMAO.
No.
All right.
I wonder, you say I say I love you.
Natalie, hey.
I think he should say, like, I've been looking for this all day. I've been, you know, wanting this all day. I'm going to punish you.
I'm going to punish you?
This is not in chronological. This is not in any kind of order.
Natalie, I'm blushing. I feel like I'm learning more about you than I wanted.
Oh, I just started OnlyFans. I don't know if I should link.
All right, those are good starts.
I think that's a pretty good start. I think someone else can take over from there.
All right, sounds good. Yes, Natalie, I appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Hey, Tony.
I got advice for Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Kevin learned how to say a few phrases about his wife in French.
Okay, do you have that example?
By myself? No, but merci beaucoup, mademoiselle.
Okay, all right. That sounds very romantic, I guess.
You know, he can actually send a low tone voice, and he can learn how to say a few things about her that will be actually not really strong sexual content, but it's in a different language, and with a low tone self mode, it comes out as sexy.
All right, Tony, appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, obviously this has worked for Tony. What?
I think we're doing it wrong.
I'm going to say to my wife tonight, can I whisper in your ear?
Oh, she's going to punch you, I think.
Brittany texts in and says, I can't even look at myself in the mirror putting my makeup on due to the awkwardness of this right now. Listen, Brittany, we're having to field all these text messages, and how do we edit them in real time?
Oh, God. We just got a conversation or a text message. If someone starts talking to me in French during all that, I'm kicking them out. I don't know if we're on board with the French.
I got a text from a listener. Just ask if she's been bad. And then follow it with blank, blank, blank.
Stop.
Blank, blank.
Stop. Ashley's like, I'm not even sure what I just walked in on. Yeah, neither are we.
Here's the thing. Kevin, when a listener comes to us for needs in the bedroom, we need to deliver.
Yes, okay. We do have a responsibility to serve our audience, and Kevin's our audience, and we're trying to help him out.